بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، respected brothers and elders in Islam, in today's session, inshallah, we will begin with the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. As far as Surah Al-Fatiha is concerned, there are four topics of discussion that I would like to engage in. And the first topic of discussion is the Asma, the names that are given for the Surah. The second topic of discussion will be, هل السورة مكية مدنية؟ Was the Surah revealed in Makkah or Medina? Which will then be followed by the tafsir of the entire Surah. And finally, we will do, inshallah, the fada'il, the virtues of the Surah and the virtues behind the recitation of the Surah. Coming to the first topic of discussion today is the Asma, the names that are given for the Surah. Undoubtedly, there are many, many names, several names that are given for the Surah by the earlier scholars, the Mutaqaddimeen and Mutaakhirin, the latter scholars. But today we will focus on just five names that are given for the Surah. Why these five in particular? Because these five names appear in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. So the first name of the Surah is Al-Fatiha. And Al-Fatiha means the opener of the book. Surah Al-Fatiha is the opener of the book. It is the start of the Quran. And remember, this is the first complete Surah that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, indeed, there were several verses that were revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before Surah Al-Fatiha, but those verses were scattered verses from different surahs of the Quran. The first complete surah that was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Surah Al-Fatiha. So Al-Fatiha, the opener of the book, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls it Al-Fatiha in a hadith which appears in Ad-Darimi. Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu says, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Fatihatul Kitab, the opener of the Kitab is a shifa, it is a cure from every illness, from every disease. The second name is Ummul Kitab, the mother of the book. And the riwayah appears in Tirmidhi from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He says that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it is the mother of the Quran and it is the mother of the Kitab, the book. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah says, the reason why it is called the mother of the Kitab, it is because that it is this surah is the start of the Quran and it is the start of salah as well. لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. There is no salah for that person who does not commence his salah with Surah Al-Fatiha. The third name that is given for Surah Al-Fatiha is Alhamd, the praise. Alhamd, the praise. And here there is a hadith in Sahih Al-Bukhari where Imam Bukhari rahimahullah says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِصْفَيْنِ, that I have divided salah into two halves between me and between my slave. Now once my slave says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, then Allah responds, Allah says, Hamidani Abdi, that my servant, my slave has praised me. So based on this, the surah is called Surah Al-Hamd, the praise. The next name for the surah, or the fifth name for the surah, is Ar-Ruqya. Ar-Ruqya, and Ar-Ruqya means the remedy. And there is a hadith there is a report from Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu. He says that there was one Sahabi who used Surah Al-Fatiha as a remedy for a tribal chief who was poisoned. Later on, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know of that, he addressed the Sahabi by saying, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ أَنَّهَا رُقْيَا, how did you know that this surah is a ruqya? So from that, this surah got its name, Ar-Ruqya. The second topic is whether the surah is revealed in Makkah or revealed in Medina. So here there are three views. The first view is that the surah was revealed in Makkah. The second view is the surah was revealed in Medina. And the third view is it was revealed once in Medina and once in Makkah and later on in Medina as well. As far as the first view is concerned, revealed in Makkah, this was the view that was held by the two great legendary Sahaba in Tafsir, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma and Hazrat Ali radiallahu an, and the vast majority of التابعين, and scholars after them as well. The second view is this surah was revealed in Medina. And this is the view that was held by, from the Sahaba, Abu Huraira radiallahu an, and from the tabi'in, Mujahid. As we said in our introduction to Tafsir, the first day when we started, Mujahid was a student of Ibn Abbas radiallahu an. He studied directly by Ibn Abbas. And here, Mujahid, with all respect, he differs with his ustad. Because his ustad says the surah was revealed in Makkah. Mujahid says that in his opinion, this surah was revealed in Medina. And the third view, revealed once in Makkah and later on in Medina, this is a weak view. This view is not the preferred view. The preferred view is the first view, the view that was revealed, that the surah was revealed in Makkah. And this is because of a verse that comes in Quran as well, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي, that most definitely we have given you the seven oft-repeated verses in the Quran. And this verse appears to be in Surah Al-Hijr. And Surah Al-Hijr is a surah revealed to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah. So in Makkah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have given you these seven oft-repeated verse referring to Surah Al-Fatiha. It means that Surah Al-Fatiha was revealed in Makkah, not in Medina. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the name of Allah, from the accursed shaitan. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed shaitan. This is called isti'adha. According to Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he says that all of the mufassirin mention that isti'adha is a must before the recitation of Quran. And there is a verse in Quran, فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ, then once you intend to begin with your recitation of Quran, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, then immediately seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the accursed shaitan. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. As far as Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is concerned, whether Bismillah is part of Surah Al-Fatiha or it is a separate ayah by itself, this is an academic discussion. We will not delve into this. This is not the point and place now for delving into this type of issues. But the lesson we learn from Bismillah is that whatever, all of our actions, we should begin them with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we do, we begin with the name of Allah. Allah, the name Allah. Who is Allah? Allah is our ilah, our Lord. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names. Allah himself says in Quran that to Allah belongs the most beautiful name. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. The Quran talks about the names of Allah, the qualities of Allah, the attributes of Allah, each of which evoke a distinct characteristic for Allah. All of these names refer to the name Allah. Allah is that comprehensive divine name, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As far as Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim is concerned, inshallah we will do that when we get to the verse Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim in Surah Al-Fatiha tomorrow. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.